Dear Heavenly Father God, we praise you.
亲爱的天父，我们向你祈求。
We praise you, God, because you are perfect and almighty.
因为你是那么完美，那么全能。
And God, we thank you for your grace. Thank you for your amazing love for us.
我们感谢你啊，因为你的奇妙的慈爱。
Thank you for letting us be here today to worship you.
让我们今天可以在这里一起来敬拜您。
I pray that you would help us to listen to you.
祈求你可以帮助我们，让我们可以开我们的心来聆听你。
I pray that our hearts would be receptive to your word.
让我们的心能够展开来接受你的话语。
And God, I pray that in all that we do today, that you would be glorified.
不管我们今天做什么，我们希望你的荣耀都归于你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I want to share a story with you this morning.
今天早上我要跟你分享一个故事。
Last week, I have three children. I have three children.
我有三个小孩。上礼拜呢
？And last week I took them miniature golfing.
我跟他们来打那个迷你高尔夫球。
Now, the goal of miniature golf is to hit the ball into the hole in as few strokes as possible.
这个迷你高尔夫球的这个怎么玩呢？主要的目的是用最少的杆数呢，把这个球打到洞里面去。
And my children, they can be very competitive at times.
我们小孩有时候这之间呢，竞争的非常的厉害。
And during our game, I had to introduce my children to the concept of the do-over.
在他们玩这个迷你高尔夫球的时候呢，我要跟他们讲一个。观念就是如何来重新来一遍。
On one hole that we were on, my younger son set up his ball and was ready to hit.
对这个我们最小的那个小儿子来说呢，他们要开始打那个球的时候，他们就准备好了姿势。
When he hit the ball, it went completely off the course.
当他打这个球的时候呢，那个球就乱跑了哈。
So, I let my son do it over again.
所以我就叫呢我那个最小的呢来再重新打一遍。
And I did not count his first shot on our scorecard.
所以在那个分数表计分表上面呢他那个打了不好的球呢我就不算他。
Immediately my older son threw up his hands, Dad, why didn't you count his shot?
Yeah, 这个然后我这个老大呢就马上就抗议说你怎么不计算他那个打坏的那个球呢
I had to remind my son, this is just for fun.
我必须提醒我的儿子，就说大儿子说，这只是一个游戏而已，只是。
It's okay to let him do it over again.
Yeah, 可以无所谓的，让他再来打一次。
Well, after playing golf, it made me think about life.
我们想想看，打过这个迷你高尔夫球以后呢，就让我想到我们的生命。
As Christians, we all know that there are no do-overs in this life.
我们都是基督徒，我们应该都知道我们这一生呢不会重来一遍。
We know that we only have one life to live here on earth.
我们知道我们只有在这个地上呢，我们就只有这个生命。
But here's the problem.
那这个就是我们的问题。
Many of us live this life like we have a do-over.
我们常常在我们的生命这生活中呢，以为我们可以重新来一遍。
But if the reality is that we only have one life to live,
事实上，如果我们只有在这个世界上只能活一次的话，
we must choose to make the most of every moment.
我们必须充分的利用我们每一段时间。
Now, I want to point your attention this morning to this passage in Colossians chapter 1.
我必须介绍这段经文，就是在哥罗西书一章。
Chapter 1, verses 21 through 29.
从经文就是从21节到29节哥罗西书。
Now, Paul, the Apostle Paul is writing this letter to the church in Colossae.
这个保罗写这本书呢给哥罗西教会。
This church was facing many challenges and false teachers.
这个教会呢面对了很多的挑战也面对了很多的假师傅。
And in this passage, the Apostle Paul is reminding the church to hold on to the hope that they have in Jesus.
在这段经文里面呢，保罗呢特别要求这个哥罗西书呢，哥罗西教会的这个人呢，必须紧紧的抓住神的真理。
To hold tightly onto this hope and to live out what is true about them in Jesus Christ.
啊，紧紧抓住神给的所谓的盼望，也紧紧抓住啊主耶稣基督的真理。
And so I want us to read this passage together. I'm going to ask Brother Min here to read Colossians 1, verses 21 through 29.
好，我们一起来看这个哥罗西书一章二十一到二十九节，我来读一遍哈。你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动失去福音的盼望。这福音就是你们所听过的，也就是传于普天下万人听的。我保罗也做了这福音的执事，现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。我照神为你们所赐我的职分，做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了，神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。我也为此劳苦，照着 他在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力。神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在万般人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Dear brothers and sisters, we must choose to make the most of this life that God has given us.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，我们必须充分的利用神给我们赐给我们在这世上的这个生命。
And we must live based off His truth.
我们必须根据他的真理来活。
And I want to encourage you with this. If you forget everything else this morning, please remember this.
啊，如果我必须要啊鼓励你们，如果你们忘记我所讲的，今天早上所讲的，可是你们要记得这句话。
Through Christ, we are reconciled with God, and we can stand firm in our faith, rooted in the hope of the gospel and Christ's supremacy.
通过基督我们与主和好，我们可以坚定信心，坚持福音的希望和基督的至高无上。
Now, I don't want you to get thrown off by the title of this message.
啊，我不希望你们为这个今天早上的这个啊主题来这个啊搞迷糊了。
I believe that there is no next life. Yes, God created us for eternity, but our life here on this earth will end.
啊，我告诉你们，我们没有下一个生命，不像是那个佛教说的有来生。可是呢，神在给我们的生命呢，在这个世界上就是我们唯一的生命。
So、
当然，神也给我们的永生。
Yeah. So please understand, my encouragement to you is to make the most of this.Life that God has given us and save nothing.
啊，我必须告诉你们，我们必须啊，毫无保留的、毫无悔恨的来活这一个生命，神所赐给我们的这个生命。
Well, how then can we make the most of this life?
我们如何来充分的、完完全全的来活今生呢
？I want to encourage you with 2 points this morning.
我用两点来鼓励你们。
Number one, in order to make the most of this life, we must remember who God is and what He has done.
啊，第一点呢，为了要我们能够充分的、完完全全的来啊活这一生呢，我们必须记得神为我们做了什么，神是谁。
We must remember Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and the work that He did on the cross.
啊，我们也必须记得啊，我们主耶稣基督啊，特别他在这个十字架上所讲的话。
When you look, I want to encourage you to look now at verses 21 and through 23.
特别啊，我们要特别再来看一下，从这个二十一节到二十三节。
Paul says, "Once we were alienated from God, and we were enemies in our minds because of our evil behavior."
啊，我们从前呢与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。
Through Jesus, enemies have become friends now. We have now become children of God.
啊，可是借着基督耶稣的肉身受死呢，我们与神和好，都成了神的儿女们。
And Paul talks about being reconciled with God. Do we know what reconciliation is?
啊，我们保罗说我们要与神和好，我们知道什么叫做与神和好吗？
Reconciliation means to have a right relationship.
啊，和好表示我们跟神有正常的关系。
And because of what Jesus did on the cross, we now have peace with God.
因为主耶稣基督在十字架上受死，我们现在跟神已经有一个啊平和的关系。
Not only did Jesus forgive us and make us now part of His family, but all of our sin has been wiped away.
啊，因为主耶稣赦免了我们，我们的所有罪都被啊清除了，都被赦免了。然后呢，我们变成神的家中的一部分。
The guilty in Christ now become blameless.
本来是有罪的，现在在主耶稣基督中变成没有瑕疵的。
Jesus paid the ultimate price so that now in Him we are holy, we are blameless, and we are righteous.
啊，因为主耶稣基督啊付上了这最后的最大的代价，所以我们现在呢可以变成无瑕疵的，可以变成啊这个无可责备的，变成圣洁的。
Now in verse 23, you see Paul is pointing back.Yes, pointing to God, but also looking at his own life and his own story.
啊，在二三节呢，神不但啊，这个保罗不但指着啊，让我们看到这个神方面的那一方面，也看到他自己。
Remember, he used to be a persecutor of Christians, and now he is a proclaimer of Jesus Christ.
记得吗？他刚开始的时候他是迫害基督徒的，现在呢，他变成传扬福音的人。
Because in Christ.The unworthy become usable for God's kingdom and for His glory.
在主耶稣基督里面呢，原来是不配的，现在变成为主耶稣为神所用的器皿。
How amazing is our God? How amazing is His grace?
是多么奇妙的恩典啊！这是多么奇妙的恩典。
How amazing is His power and His mercy? How great is the gift of salvation that we now have received through Jesus Christ?
这是多么奇妙的一个啊救赎。多么奇妙的一个恩典，让我们现在啊，因为我们接受了主耶稣基督。
But we often run into another problem.
可是我们还会再碰到下一个问题。
Oftentimes we hold so tightly to the things in this world that will never satisfy.
啊，很多时候呢，我们紧紧抓住我们这一生我们所想求的，可是这些东西呢，不能满足我们。
And when we do this, we find ourselves worshiping creation rather than our Creator.
往往我们抓住这些东西呢，是被造的东西，而不是我们去啊寻求那造这些东西的神。
And I want to point out this story in Matthew chapter 19 about a rich young ruler.
啊，我必须在啊指出这在这个马太福音19章的一个故事。
I want to invite you to turn there, Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 22.
啊，我们来看这个马太福音19章16节到22节。
And just to give you a quick summary, this young rich person comes to Jesus and asks him, really, how can I enter the kingdom of God?
啊，简单的说，这个故事是简单的可以这样啊讲，有一个很有钱的一个人呢，年轻人来到主耶稣面前问他说：“我怎么样才能进入神的国？”
The rich young ruler tells Jesus, "Jesus, I've obeyed all the commands. I've lived a good life. I am a good person according to all of the commands."
啊，他跟主耶稣说：“我是一个好人，我已经遵守了所有的诫命。”
But look at verse 21.
就看看这个啊，第二十一节。
Jesus answered, If you want to be perfect, go, sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me.
耶稣说，你若愿意做完全人，可以去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。
I know we've heard this passage many times, but look, the response of the rich young ruler surprises me every time.
啊，我们知道，我们看过了，我们读过这一段经文很多次了，我们听过很多次，可是这个 年轻人的反应呢，也让我不断的惊奇。
When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth.
那少年人听见这话就忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的产业很多。
He had all the money that he would ever want, but he loved the money more than Jesus.
他非常有钱，他啊非常多的钱，可是呢，他爱这些钱比爱主耶稣基督还要多。
It's so true when Jesus says it's hard for the rich to enter the kingdom of God.
这个耶稣说的这个是多么的真实，就是让有钱人进入天国是多么的困难。
If we hold tightly the things of this world, we will not be able to follow Jesus.
我们如果紧紧抓住这世俗上所有的东西，我们没法跟从基督耶稣。
In order to make the most of this life,We must remember who God is and what He has done.
啊，如果我们真正要啊来充分的活这一生的话呢，我们必须知道神是谁，神所做的什么。
Because when we really understand the greatness of who God is and what He has done, nothing else will compare.
如果我们知道神做的事情是多么的奇妙伟大，神是谁，我其他的事情都没有什么可以啊比较的了。
The second point this morning is that in order to live this life to the fullest, we must remember His promises and what He will do.
啊，我们要第二点就是我们如果要充分的完完全全来活这一生的话，我们必须记得神的应许，还有他将怎么做。
Turn back now to Colossians chapter 1 verses 24 through 29.
啊，我们再回到这个哥罗西书一章24节到29节。
Now Paul, again, he's talking about his example, his experience.
啊，保罗呢又在谈到他自己的榜样，还有他的经验。
Now we remember God's promises, and we work, and we're waiting, we're expecting the return of our Savior someday.
啊，我们记得神的啊应许，我们也期待主耶稣基督的再来。
And look at verse 24, Paul says, Now I rejoice in what I am suffering for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regards to Christ's afflictions for the sake of His body, which is the church.
第24节，现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，因为啊，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
You see, even though Paul is suffering,He's rejoicing.
Yeah, 虽然保罗在受苦，可是他还是欢乐的。
You see, the fullest life lived in Jesus Christ is willing to suffer for the church.
Yeah, 如果这样，我们在这个为了这个完完全全能充分的活了，在主耶稣基督里面活这一生，我们会在教会为主受苦。
Making the most of this life means you're willing to take up your cross and to follow Jesus to sacrifice.For the benefit of others.
啊，要充分的活这一生呢，我们必须背起我们的十字架，为啊别人的而活。
Just as the Apostle Paul is doing here.
就像保罗在这边所做的。
When I look back at my life.
当我回顾我的一生。
Though I may have gone through difficult times and experienced pain.
虽然我经历过很多痛苦啊。很多不愉快的事情。
I realize that I really have never suffered for the sake of the gospel.
我想想看，我还是真正的没有为了神的福音来受苦。
I may have given time, I may have given money.
我给了时间，我给了钱。
I may have given a little bit of my comfort.
啊，我甚至奉献出了一些我的啊自己的这个啊 comfort 就是方便。
But I realize.I have not suffered for the gospel.
啊，可是我了解到，认识到我没有为神来真正的受苦。
You see, the fullest life is a life willing to go wherever God calls us to go.
真正啊，能充分的活这一生，是我们去活神要我们去招呼召我们去活的地方。
In Christ, we will share the gospel with everyone.
在主耶稣基督里面，我们必须向所有的人来分享福音。
In this passage, Paul highlights the hope that we have in Jesus. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
啊，在这段经文里面呢，特别啊，主保罗讲说啊，要传扬这个啊，主耶稣的所有的啊福音，他的希望。
He's reminding the church of the gospel, the good news. It's the power of salvation to all those who believe.
他特别提醒我们啊，必须要啊怎样的来啊传扬这个在万邦人传扬何等的这个神的丰啊主耶稣基督的丰盛的荣耀。
We have this good news, this amazing news to share with all the world.
我们有这么奇妙的啊荣耀的这个信息来向全世界来传扬。
It is our mission as the church.
这是我们啊，这是我们教会的特别的这个啊 mission， 就是他的这个啊意向。
And God has invited each one of us as followers of Jesus to join Him in this mission。
啊，神特别要求我们啊，一起在这个地方来参与他这样的一个事工。
When we remember God's promises and all that He will do, then we will be willing to sacrifice.To present everyone mature in Christ.
啊，如果我们是啊愿意啊，就是说在这个教会来侍奉的话，我们必须记得我们在神里面有这样的一个啊事工要做。
I'm thankful in my life for faithful brothers and sisters that did not desert me after I became a Christian.
啊。我很感谢在我一生中啊，我弟兄姐妹没有离开我，甚至在我接受了主耶稣基督以后。
I'm thankful for faithful brothers and sisters that continue to walk with me, encouraging me, teaching me.
啊，我感谢那些具有啊信心的弟兄姐妹们，在我继续的不断的跟我一起来行走这条道路，来啊鼓励我，来教导我。
Helping me to become more like Jesus.
让我来帮助我来更像主耶稣基督。
And we are called to do the same.
啊，我们也是被这样的来呼召。
Do you believe God's promises?
你相信神的应许吗
？Do you look forward to what is to come?
你期待将要来的事情吗
？There's another challenge that we face.
这是另外一个挑战。
Oftentimes we choose far less.Than what God wants to give.
啊，这个挑战就是我们常常选，我们选择呢是比神所要给我们的要少得多。
I want to invite you to look at the book of Numbers, chapter 14.
啊，那我们看看这个民数记第十四章。
We know the story full well about how God brought the Israelites out of slavery, out of captivity in Egypt.
啊，我们充分的啊明白啊听过这个故事，就是神怎样把以色列人从埃及中从奴隶里面啊，被他们奴役中的这个以色列人把他们带出来。
And here God is about to bring them, allow them to enter into the promised land.
在这个时候呢，神已经啊正好要准备把他们带入啊神所啊应许他们的地方。
And yet let's look at what's happening here in Numbers chapter 14, verse 1 through 4.
在这个看看发生了什么事情。我们如果看这个民数记十四章一到四节。
That night, all the members of the community raised their voices and wept aloud.
当时呢，这个全会众大声喧嚷，那夜百姓都哭嚎。
All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, "If only we had died in Egypt or in this wilderness."
以色列众人向摩西、亚伦发怨言。全会众对他们说：“巴不得我们早死在埃及地，或是死在这旷野。”
Why is the Lord bringing us into this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?
耶和华为什么把我们领到那地，使我们倒在刀下呢？我们的妻子和孩子必被掳掠，我们回埃及去，岂不好吗？
And they said to each other, "We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt."
众人彼此说，我们不如立一个首领，回埃及去吧。
How often do we choose far less than what God wants to give?
多少时候我们选择啊，不是选择神要给我们的，而是选择远远少于神要给我们的。
Look at what's happening here. The Israelites, they've experienced God in His power. They've experienced miracles.
想想看，那个时候以色列人，他经历了多么神多么的神多的神迹，神多么神的恩典。
They experienced God's provision all along the way as they were going through the wilderness, through the desert.
他们当他们经过这个旷野的时候，神供给了他们那么多的东西，所有的需要的。
And yet because of discomfort, they are willing to go back into slavery instead of following God.
因为这样小小的一个啊，就是说不安定的东西，不安全的东西，他们要回，愿意回到这个埃及去做，重新去做奴隶。
We must remember God's promises, His word, and that Jesus, He's coming back soon.
我们必须记住神的话语，主耶稣基督要再来。
Now, in light of all of this, what is your response?
看到所有我们这些，你有什么回应呢？
You see, Paul's whole purpose for this passage and this section of scripture is to remind the church, remember who God is, remember what He has done.
保罗根据用了这一篇经文来告诉我们教会，让我们记得神他的应许，还有神要做什么事情。
And the same encouragement is for you and for me, dear church.
神同样的这样的来鼓励我们。
How does the reality of Jesus and Jesus' work on the cross, how does that reality affect how you live today?
这个事实是 真实是我们要如何来活我们今天的一生来根据因为主耶稣基督在十字架上的这个牺牲。
I want to share this last story in scripture, and I pray that it will be an encouragement to you.
我用最后这段经文变成我的祷告还有一个鼓励。
This may be a story that you're not too familiar with, but we find it in the book of 2 Kings chapter 13.
可能这段故事你们不是很熟可是这段经文记载在列王记下13章14到19节。
2 Kings chapter 13 verses 14 through 19.
列王记下13章14节到第19节。
We find Israel in the midst of this civil war, but God has chosen to bless King Jehoash.
Okay, 这段时间呢正好这个以色列呢正在有个内战北国跟南国。然后在这个时候呢神特别要来祝福这个约阿斯以色列王约阿斯。
And he's sending the prophet Elisha to send him a message.
他特别透过以利沙来送以色列王一个信息。
And so I'm going to read this through this passage and I'll have men read it after.
Okay.
Verse 14. 2 Kings chapter 13 verse 14. Now Elisha had been suffering from the illness from which he died. Jehoash king of Israel went down to see him and wept over him. My father, he cried, the chariots and horsemen of Israel. Elijah said, get a bow and some arrows and he did so. Take the bow in your hands, and he said to the king of Israel. When he had taken it, Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. Open the east window, he said, and when he opened it, shoot. Elisha said, and he shot the arrow. The Lord's arrow of victory, the arrow of victory over Aram, Elisha declared, you will completely destroy the Arameans at Aphek. Then he said, take the arrows, and the king took them. Elisha told him, strike the ground. He struck it three times and stopped. The man of God was angry with him and said, you should have struck the ground five or six times. Then you would have defeated Aram and completely destroyed it. But now you will defeat it only three times.
然后第十四节到第十九节，以色列以利沙得了必死的病，以色列王约阿斯下来看他。伏在他脸上哭泣说我父啊我父啊以色列的战车兵马呀以色列以利沙对他说你取弓箭来王就取了弓箭来又对以色列王说你用手拿弓王就用手拿弓以利沙按手在王的手上说你开朝东的窗户他就开了以利沙说射箭吧他就射箭以利沙说这是耶和华的得胜箭就是战胜亚兰人的剑因为你必在亚佛攻打亚兰人直到灭尽他们。 丽莎又说举起几支箭来他就取得来以丽莎说打地吧他就打了三次便止住了神人向他发怒说应当击打五六次就能攻打亚兰人直到灭尽现在你只能打败亚兰人三次
Now you might be wondering Pastor Stephen what do arrows have to do with me?
你可能会 问我说问 Pastor Stephen 说这个弓箭跟我有什么关系呢
Why would the king only strike the arrows into the ground three times?
为什么这个王只往地上射了箭射了三次呢
Elijah had already told him to take that arrow and shoot it over the battlefield representing all the victory that God would give them.
他已经告诉这个以利沙已经告诉了这个王说射这个箭从刀门送出去就好像他是神得胜的箭。
Why would he strike only three times?
为什么他只射了三次呢
And think about this, Elijah is about to die, and he gets very angry.
记得这个时候呢，以利沙已经快要死亡了，快要死了，可是他却很生气。
He said, "Why didn't you strike the arrows five or six times? Then you would have had complete victory."
他跟那个约阿斯王说，你为什么不射五六次呢？如果射五六次的话呢，你就有一个完全的胜利。
You see, King Jehoash had the truth. He had the message from God, and the messenger was right in front of him, but he lost focus.
你看这个约阿斯王呢，他有完全的神的祝福，也有完全的这个神的这个先知以利沙的信息。
He lost sight of the truth, who God is.
他完全失去了这个关这个特别的焦点，失去了焦点，他忘了神是谁。
And he underestimated God.
他低估了神。
What about you?
你呢?
Do you often choose far less than what God wants to give?
你们是不是常常选择那远远少于神所应许的呢?
What do you believe, dear brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹们，你们相信什么呢?
Do you believe that you've been created, commanded, and called to be on mission with God?
你们相信你们被创造的来跟随神来跟神一起做工被呼召来为神做工吗
Do you believe that he is with you giving you everything you need to do all that he has created you to do
你相信神是不是创造了你而且提供一切你所需要的来为他做工呢
Are you holding firmly onto this hope that Christ is in you the hope of glory
你是不是紧紧抓住因为主耶稣基督在你跟你在一起的这个希望呢盼望呢
Then will you go? Will you keep going?
你愿意因为这样而不断的往前行
Will you keep striking and striking and striking and striking and striking until you have nothing left?
你就不断的射箭不断的击打一直到你完全没有箭了
Will you continue to serve the Lord with everything?
你愿意完完全全的不管尽一切所能的来服侍神吗
Will you keep serving until there is more need?
你是不是愿意
no more need.
不断的侍奉不断的侍奉神一直到神不需要你了呢
Will you keep loving until you have no strength left?
你不断的去爱不断的去爱一直到你完全的没有力量呢
Will you keep teaching God's holy word until all are mature in Jesus Christ?
你是不是不断的愿意来教导神的话语等到所有的人都成长了呢
Will you keep proclaiming the gospel until every knee bows and every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord?
你愿意愿不愿意不断的宣扬了福音神的福音主耶稣的福音等到所有的人都愿意跪在神面前来接受神呢
Dear church, let's remember our God.
整个教会我们必须记得我们的神。
And may the facts and the things that we know about God form and focus our lives.
因为我们记得神，所以我们才会把我们的生命完完全全的来聚焦。
And may the fellowship that we have with Him, the relationship that we have with Him, continue to grow more and more each day.
我们跟神有很好的交通，所以我们每一天能够不断的在神里面成长。
So will you choose today to make the most of this life?
所以今天你愿意选择来匆匆纷纷的来活着你的这一生吗
And will you give your all for his kingdom and for his glory?
你愿意为神的国度为神的荣耀来奉献你所有的吗
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father God, we thank you.
啊，亲爱天父神，我们感谢你。
Thank you, God, for being so good to us.
感谢神对我们这么好。
Thank you, God, for the reality of the gospel.
啊，感谢神给我们这么真实的一个啊福音。
The fact that we were dead in our sin, but you chose to send your one and only Son, Jesus, to come and die on the cross.
本来我们应该死在我们的罪恶中，可是你却选择差送你独生爱子来为我们死在十字架上。
To bring forgiveness of sin and to give us hope.
啊，来不断来赦免我们的罪，也给我们的带来的盼望。
You've allowed us now to have a relationship with you once again.
让我们可以跟你再有亲密的关系。
You've given us a new life.
你给我们新的生命。
And God, I pray that we would never forget.
啊，神啊，祈求我永远不会忘记。
And I pray that we would choose each day and live it to the fullest for you.
啊，神啊，我们愿意啊，每一天都为了你来充充分分的来活。
For your kingdom, for your glory.
为了你的国度，为了你的荣耀。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们为啊，为奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.